One reason for this exhaustion is because of modern technology that has caused us to be more enslaved than ever with our lives. A few generations ago, Grandpa would clock in long hours at the mine or on the railroad or on the farm. But when he came home, there were no faxes waiting for him to reply to. There were no cellular phones or emails to interrupt his dinner. Home was home. Amen? Not a pit stop for data gathering for your job. Today there is no downtime, no escape from other people. We have cell phones in the cars and in our pockets. We carry them to Disneyland, to the beach, and to the bathroom. I know when a man's talking in the stall, it's because he got a cell phone. Otherwise, men don't talk in the bathroom. Ladies, that's a big difference between... Well, I've never been in the ladies' restroom. I shouldn't say that. Got out of that one. Anyway. No time for our spiritual life. No time for family. No time to listen to God. Another reason why we have problems finding time for our spiritual life and our family and to listen to God is because of video games and computers and the ever-present, ever-watched TV. Now, as of 1996, this is 11 years ago, all right, in the U.S., there were 1,220 TV stations. There were 9,871 radio stations, 482 newspapers, 11,328 magazines. On average, Americans watch 1,550 hours of TV each year. That's 4.5 hours per day. We listen to 1,160 hours of radio on one of the 530 million radios across the U.S. We viewed 38,822 commercials a year, over 100 today. Good night. No wonder we can't concentrate for over 10 minutes. You're probably ready for a commercial now, aren't you? We spend 180 hours reading 94 pounds of newspapers and 110 hours of reading magazines with the opportunity to read any one of the 30,000 books published each year. We receive 216 pieces of direct mail advertising, and we are subjected to 50 telemarketing calls to each person, or 7 million altogether. Again, that's 1996 statistics. No wonder we're having trouble with our spiritual lives. No wonder we're having trouble with our family lives. No wonder we're having trouble, just period, in our lives. No wonder we don't think God talks to us anymore. Even God can't find space in our lives to eke in a word for us. Back in January of 1998, and Shelby, you'll identify with this, Paul was only 2.5 years old at that time, and I had to really concentrate on my credo for the St. Paul School of Theology and my ordination papers of the United Methodist Church. And now, a credo is a 20-page concise statement of faith, essentially. Sorry. It's really tough because you have to put all the theological issues in there plus administrative issues of the church and all this. It's like a doctoral thesis is essentially the closest thing that I can come to explain it. Well, ordination papers are what the United Methodist Church requires for us to become elders in the United Methodist Church, to be ordained. And there were 50 pages that we had to fill up for that. Both of these were due in January. And there were many nights that I stayed up until midnight studying and writing and then got up at 3:30 or 4 in the morning to take that up again and continue the process. Needless to say, I didn't spend much time with Jamie and Paul. There were times when Paul would come into my office and I would be studying and at the home there. And you know, I would hear it, but you know, that selective hearing. And Paul would say, of course, he's 2.5, remember, and he'd say, "Daddy." And Daddy didn't respond. And a little bit later, he'd speak up a little bit and he'd say, "Daddy." And I would continue working, and finally he would say, "Daddy!" You know, I have to wonder if God isn't just screaming for the opportunity to get involved in our lives. Humanity's self-focus. You know, humanity has become almost like a soap opera. And I know I pick on soap operas a lot. If you like soaps, I guess watch something else. I don't know. But no, I'm just... But anyway, our lives are a lot like soap operas. And you know, when do you ever find soap opera people praying? They do. But when is it? What has happened before they start praying? Oh, big trouble. Life has fallen apart, or someone's dying in the hospital, and they make their way to the chapel, and they always say, "Dear God, if you really exist." Now, we may not be that dramatic about it, right? But isn't it when we need something that we find ourselves on our knees?